Actually, steady control like that runs out the preclears, attempts to control, as I told you earlier in this lecture. But we just say, notice the wall, notice the ceiling, notice the floor, with good acknowledgments and so on, particularly if run at a tone 40 level, with great precision and exactness. Not hem and haw and aw and and I don't know what that thing is called, but notice it anyhow, I guess, maybe, huh? Now, that sort of thing won't do much. But precision control on locational processing gives us a tremendous objective confrontingness process. And locational is just as good outside as inside. There are very few of you who have ever run locational outside with malice aforethought. Just said, well, we got locational a little bit flat up close. Let's take him outside and just run nothing but locational outside. We put other significances on top of it. We ran locational type processes with other significances, but not just locational all by itself. Now, in view of the fact that locational processing, notice that wall, notice that floor, notice that chair, happens to make the thetan make the body confront the wall, the process in the training drill is not the tap locational process. You'd have to have some sort of a command qualification that would go somewhat like this. Through the body's eyes, notice that wall. Now, you're asking him to confront on a via, which you are declaring. And you're actually asking a thetan to confront the wall. Early locational, by the way, it might interest you, and early 8C were both designed as exterior processes and were not designed for a body at all. Hence this randomity of commands. Never been reinspected from the earliest days. We expected the thetan to notice the wall, move over to it, and touch it. Those commands, the earliest time that they were used, were supposed to be on an exteriorized case. Then they were adapted to get the preclear under the auditor's control and say, help me, the commands haven't been refined from that day to this. And so we found some bugs in the commands not very long ago. That's just because we'd never inspected them on a body basis, although that was the main use they were getting, which is quite amusing. We could run locational so that we were asking a thetan to confront the walls while moving a body around. We would have the attention of the thetan himself under control, and he himself would not dog off very badly. So this is a tremendously valuable confronting process. And I would say, as of this moment, that we had two very valuable confronting processes. Locational, which works better and better the higher a case goes. That's quite weird. It works better and better. But it has its limitation, because if you just say, notice that wall, and then you expect him to turn his head over there, it might have nothing to do with his noticing the wall, and you yourself have put something else into the command that would limit it. But through that body's eyes and notice that wall, we are actually running a process which would exteriorize somebody after not too much time. And that would be the objective confrontingness process. That's a process, you understand, not a drill. And the other process, the subjective one, is something on the order of invent something to confront, mock it up, make it a little more solid. That's the best all-around subjective confrontingness process. Now, you've been getting, as you speak of confrontingness, and I notice people sneezing, it's quite interesting. You've been getting a lot of you confront it here in this ACC, haven't you? Confront it. Well, all right. It was intended, in the main, to desensitize the necessity to confront. And I think very few of you now feel frantically on the subject of you must confront it. You're not gritting your teeth and spitting out the enamel and holding yourself in there and so on. If you still are, it is still a case of some more. Go ahead and confront it, see? If you can't stand it, confront it, you know, that sort of thing. Now, that is the training's answer to getting through confronting, because it runs out the necessity to confront and brings a fellow down at last into the cognition that he simply can confront it. He hasn't got to, he just can. It's a big difference. And the processing equivalence of confronting I've given you tonight, and I hope they'll be of some use to you. Thank you very much.